The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, early this morning, Mona McSharry, just 20 years of age, became only the second Irish swimmer to ever to reach an Olympic swimming final, 3 seconds off her Irish senior record. She is qualified for the 100-metre breaststroke final, which is happening overnight tonight. And joining me now, I'm delighted to say, is Mona's mum, Viola. Viola, you're very welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. Have you come back down to planet Earth yet?
We're working away here in the bog, so we're down to earth all right.
Oh, down to earth. Foot and turf will do that to you. I mean, what was the atmosphere like in the McSharry house?
Oh, it's electric. Like, we're all buzzing, and it's such a great feeling that Mona actually made it to the final in the Olympics. It's really fantastic.
So tell me, did you stay up? Did you get up? What was the routine, the plan last night?
I stayed up. My husband, my son and my daughter went to sleep for a little while, and then we were all huddled around the TV to see what was happening.
And I mean, how confident were you? Were you nervous? Were you excited? What were the feelings like beforehand?
We were super, super excited. I'm always nervous, to be honest. I'm fine until I sit down in front of the TV and they step out and get on the blocks. I'd be really nervous, to be honest. I was hoping the fact that she kind of qualified in ninth place, you're always hoping that there's that little bit extra in it that she can make a final, but I would have been very happy with the semi-final in the Olympics.
Oh, listen, a semi-final at an Olympic Games is nothing to be sniffed at, and it shows what an achievement it is to get to a final. I mean, had I been there in the house, are you the type of family now you're just deathly quiet and fingers crossed watching it, or are you kind of screaming at the television?
No, we're all very quiet and civilised.
Oh, I assure you, yeah. Go way out of that.
No, we are, honest to Jesus. We're very, very civilised. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are. Very, very quiet and all watching. I mean, yeah, afterwards, you couldn't go back to bed, could you?
No. We were that much. We were really, really buzzing. So we watched a load of other Olympic sports, and which was actually really exciting as well. So it was nice to see all other people competing there too.
I mean, is it a great sense of relief as well now that she has reached a final? I know, like, to be an Olympian is such an incredible achievement, but I suppose there's always that pressure knowing that so many people are watching it. Maybe people who wouldn't necessarily be watching certain sports like swimming in between. And, you know, you'd be afraid, I guess, as a parent that maybe they won't do their best or they'll underperform and people will say bad things about them. And none of that has transpired.
I wouldn't really care about that, but I would be worried that Mona will get the vibe that, you know, people are just expecting too much of her. You know, the fact that she did qualify for the Olympics, I think, was huge. And I was so relieved that she did, because it was on her agenda for a while. And then with COVID and the postponement and all that, it kind of dragged on. I mean, there's always that bit that people are watching and they don't really understand the sport fully, and then they're expecting her to come home with the gold medal. Like, you know, that is always there in the back of my mind. But the whole lot of Grange and Sligo is buzzing, I think.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what has the support been like in Sligo?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. And we couldn't believe all the messages that came in the middle of the night last night. So obviously there was other people out and about and watching it. And that's great. Like, you know, just to get that feeling that there's other people out there supporting her, which is fantastic.
Is it hard watching it from so far away? I'm sure you'd be in Japan.
No, we would have loved to go, obviously, like, you know, but I mean, we've been used to it because she'd done a lot of international competitions in Europe, and we weren't always able to go. We did go to Indianapolis when she won the junior championship, so that was fantastic that we were able to be there. But we're used to watching it on the screen. Unfortunately.
Now, I'm sure a day of foot and turf usually the would be followed by a good sleep. What's the plan for tonight?
No, I don't think there'll be any sleep now. We'll bring this home for my father-in-law, and then we'll just see what the rest of the day brings. I'm sure there's loads of jobs lined up already.
I'm sure there is. Well, listen, enjoy yourselves tonight, Mona. We're all behind her. The whole nation is behind her. I mean, did you ever kind of stop and pinch yourself and think about that the whole country is going to be cheering on your daughter?
No, that is a bit surreal, and it's fantastic that they get that. The Irish nation is fantastic that way. They just get behind the athletes, and They cheer them on. They don't even know her, but they're all fully behind her. And that's fantastic about Ireland, I think.
Yeah, well, listen, we're all fully behind her here as well on the Hard Shoulder and the News Talk. Viola, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Viola McSharry, who is Mona McSharry's mum. Mona's competing in the final overnight tonight of the 100 metres breaststroke. The first Irish woman to reach an Olympic swimming final since 1996. No small feat in and of itself. And we're all going to be cheering her on.